Writer and illustrator Bill Ballantyne loves the circus. Back in 1946, he was sent by Collier's Magazine to do some clown drawings, and Ballantyne signed up with the circus as a clown. It's where he met his wife, and his first son is named Toby after the old circus word. So in 1969, when Ballantyne was asked to head the first clown college at the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus, he jumped at the chance.
In Europe, they were training clowns. The Russian circus has a clown training program. Popov is a graduate of the Russian circus clown training program. But nothing officially in this country. It was the first time that clowns had been formally trained specifically to be clowns. Heretofore, they'd always worked under older clowns and been taken on as more or less casual apprentices.
Ballantyne says the circus needs 70 clowns a year, and turnover is high.
The work is very difficult. The students are young. They come in at 17. Up to mid-20s, some into the 30s, and it's very, very difficult, and it's not at all what they expect. They expect it to be all fantasy and fun and games and the life of the party and all that, and it's not that at all. It's very hard work.
Clowns must go into each performance 13 times. They're always on call, travel is rough, and Ballantyne says soon the charm wears off.
They think of it as an out, somewhere to get away from their family, away from their hometown, and get out into something new, a job. Better than the job they have. Sometimes actors will come on because it's a good thing to have in their resume.
And, of course, there are always a few lemons.
We never wanted anybody who had any dealings with drugs, and we sometimes found that they fooled us, and they got in and caused us trouble.
Bill Ballantyne writes about his 9 years as dean of the Clown College in his new book, Clown Alley. I'm Don Swaim. Bill Ballantyne says it's unlikely anyone will ever get rich by being a circus clown.
Present pay scale for new clowns, apprentice clowns in the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus, is, to the best of my knowledge, $155 a week the first year, the first apprentice year. The second apprentice year, he goes up to $165, and the third, $175. If they last through 3 years and go into a fourth year, then they can make $235 a week. Out of that, they pay all their expenses.
Including union dues. Ballantyne, a professional writer and illustrator, was for 9 years head of the clown training program at the Ringling Brothers Circus. He tells about it in his new book, Clown Alley. After 10 weeks in training, the clowns, if they make it, are ready to join the circus troupe.
In the old days, the old clowns used to hate the new clowns, the young clowns. They wouldn't speak to them for maybe a whole year when they came on the show as a new clown. He'd be shunned by all the old clowns until he proved himself. He'd have to, some kind of a old-fashioned initiation idea, you know, that you have to prove yourself to be one of us. And they weren't really clowns either. They were old fallen acrobats and horseback riders that couldn't make it anymore. But they had that feeling of a clan and a clique, and they didn't want the young ones to come in, principally because they felt they were losing their jobs to them if they came in.
And now, says Ballantyne, clowns have equal status with the other circus performers.
There's much democracy in the circus. The old days, the flying trapeze performers were considered the princes of the circus, but that's no longer true. The lines are crossed back and forth, and clowns are just as much respected as the others.
For three seasons, starting back in 1946, Ballantyne himself was a clown. He's content now to draw pictures of his favorite circus performers, and for Bill Ballantyne, there is still nothing like a visit to the circus. I'm Don Swaim.